We read before from 1 Kings and chapter 3 of the two women that come before King Solomon, who had two sons. But the one son died in the night as the mother laid upon him. And she exchanged her son with the other mother's son. And they came unto the king, disputing whose son the living was. And we read from verse 23, that then said the king, the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the one, and half to the other. Then spake the woman, whose the living child was, unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son, and she said, O my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. All Israel heard. They heard of the king. They heard of his judgment. They heard of his wisdom. And they feared the king. In this we see a picture of all God's people, all Israel, all spiritual Israel, all God's elect, every child of God. All Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged. All God's people hear. All believers hear of the king, of his righteousness, of his judgment, of his wisdom. That the wisdom of God is in him to do judgment. All Israel heard. And all believers hear. They hear of Christ. They hear of the judgment of God. The sword of God, which fell down upon the Son, and slew the Son in the place of his people, that they who were once dead should live. All Israel heard. Have you heard? Have you heard? All believers hear. They will hear. And they rejoice in the message of their king and his righteousness, his grace, his mercy, his love, his wondrous wisdom in salvation. All believers hear. They hear because they want to know. They want to know that their God reigns, that their king is on his throne. They want to know that their king judges righteously, that he's a righteous and a good judge. They want to know that he's wise. They want to hear of his wisdom. And they want to know of the judgment which the king judged, that they were a part of it. And when the Son of God died upon the tree, they want to know that he died for them in particular. Do you want to know? I want to know. I want to know that my sins have been forgiven. I want to know that when God rained down judgment upon his own Son, when he laid the sins of his people upon his own son and judged him in the place of sinners. I want to know that he put my sins away. That Christ paid the price for my sins. I want to know that they've been blotted out. I want to know that the price has been paid. I want to know that my Lord has ransomed me. He's paid the ransom price. He's redeemed me. He set me free. I want to know that God has judged righteous judgment. That in righteousness those sins were judged. And that they've been taken away. I want to know that when Christ died, that he died in my place. And justly took away my sins. It's not enough for me to know the gospel and hear of Christ and his death. It's not enough to know that Christ died for sinners. It's not enough to know that Christ bore the sins of his people and God justly judged them in him. I want to know that he bore my sins. And that when his blood was shed, my sins were blotted out, were washed in that blood, and righteousness, justice was satisfied. I want to know that this king, this wise king, is my king. And I want to know that this king, whose judgment is to be feared, reigns. That he reigns over all. That he's all powerful, that he's sovereign, that he's mighty, almighty. I want to know that my Saviour, my King, Jesus Christ, reigns, and he reigns today. That when he died, he overcame death. He took away sin. He took away the judgment. He took away death. He rose again mightily. He finished the work. He accomplished salvation. I want to know that he rose and that he ascended into glory to the right hand of his Father, and that today at this moment he sits upon a throne and reigns. That he rules over all things. That he's sovereign. That he's powerful, that he's just, that he's wise. I want to know that all things are in his hands. That he rules over all things. That he is greatly to be feared. Because if my king reigns, if Christ indeed rose from the dead victorious, if he accomplished the work of salvation and reigns over all things today, then there's nothing to be feared in this world. There's no enemy that can come upon me who can slay me. There's no enemy whom he has not defeated. He is judge over all. He is king over all. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He reigns. I want to know that when trouble comes my way, that when trials come my way, that when enemies rise up against me, that when circumstances come upon me that I cannot overcome, in which I cannot stand in my own strength, when the storm and the tempest comes up and the winds rage and I'm overwhelmed, I want to know that there's a rock higher than I. There's a tower, there's a fortress into which I can run. There's one upon whom I can stand, that I can lean, that I can trust, who rules over all. I want to know when the storms come that my King rules, that he will put me in his ark. and lead me through to safety. I want to know that God is sovereign, and that the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, is God and rules over all. Do you know? Do you know this King? Do you know of his judgment which he has judged? Do you know that the wisdom of God is in him to do judgment? Have you heard? All Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. They feared not man, they feared the king, for he ruled. Have you heard? Have you heard? God's people will be brought to hear in time, when God sends his gospel unto them, when by his Spirit he speaks mightily into their souls and opens the blind eyes to see and causes their deaf ears to hear and puts faith in their hearts to believe, when he comes unto the graveside and calls out unto them, come forth, then the dead shall live. God's people hear. Maybe not at first. Maybe they hear of this king at first and they're offended. Maybe they're offended at his judgment, offended at his wisdom. But there comes a time when by his Spirit, God causes them to hear. To hear inwardly in a way they've never heard. To hear words within that they only heard without. To hear in the heart. To hear believingly. To hear unto salvation. Jesus writes in John's Gospel, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The day is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God and live. Have you heard? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Oh, what a promise! All Israel heard, and all God's Israel will hear. They will hear the gospel. They will hear the voice of the Son of God. Though they be dead, though they be dead in sins and trespasses, though they be so blind, though they be so deaf by nature, though they be so hard of heart, there comes a day when God by his gospel will break them, will melt them, will cause their heart to melt before him, when they will hear of the judgment which the king had judged, and when they will fear, for they see that the wisdom of God is in him to do judgment. All Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged. They heard of how this king, this wise king, dealt with these two women. Of how he called for that sword of justice. Of how he was prepared to act. Of how that sword brought forth the true from the false. Then the king answered and said, "Give her the living child and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof." They heard of his judgment. They heard of his judgment in this matter. They heard of his wisdom. And they feared him. But in so hearing, those who were given faith heard of a king greater than Solomon and heard of a judgment greater than this and heard of wisdom greater than any man's. For in this they see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In this they see a God who judges righteously. A God who was prepared to offer up his son, to slay his son, to bring forth the sword of justice upon his son in order to deliver his people from their sins. All Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and all God's people shall hear of the judgment which the king judged, which God judged in his Son Jesus Christ. That judgment that Christ, the King of Kings, suffered in the place of his people. That sword of justice which was brought down upon him to divide the living from the dead. To bring forth life unto those who were once dead. God spared not his own son, but offered him up as a sacrifice for sinners. Have you heard of his judgment? If God would do this to his son, how righteous, how just is he? Sin must be judged. It cannot be spared. It cannot be dismissed, ignored. God's forgiveness does not stand in turning a blind eye to sin. It must be judged. And if it's judged in Christ on our behalf, then we will be spared. But if we know not Christ, if we care not for him, if his blood was not shed on our behalf, then this God who spares not judgment, this righteous God, this holy God, must bring forth a sword and must bring it down in judgment upon us. No wonder Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged and feared the king. This was a king who was righteous and just, who spared not judgment. And the Lord God will deal righteously with our sins. If we live in hatred of him, if we reject him, if we go all our days in rebellion against him, there will be a price to pay. He cannot ignore. He cannot ignore our unbelief. He cannot ignore our hatred. He cannot ignore our wretchedness. He cannot ignore our vileness. He cannot ignore our pride and our arrogance and our self-righteousness. He cannot spare it. How many come before him full of their own self-righteousness, and yet they will not bow down unto him. They will not believe in his righteousness. They will not own that they have no righteousness before a holy God, that they're guilty through and through. Where do you stand? Do you look at yourself inwardly and see your sin? Or do you reject the very idea? Or do you look upon your good works, your deeds, your self-righteousness, and think that God should be pleased with you? Do you deny his justice and his judgment that declares that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? All the world is guilty, and judgment and righteousness demands a penalty. We've broken God's law in every sense, in every regard, in every command, in every facet. Every day, every hour, every moment of our lives, we live in unbelief. And that law commands and demands the death of the sinner. There's a penalty to be paid. There's a price to be paid. And we cannot pay it. The price for our breaking of that law is death. Eternal death, the second death, a death that lasts forever. We cannot pay this price. And the sword will come down in judgment, either upon us for eternity, or upon another in our place. What is it for you? Have you heard of the judgment which the king had judged? Have you heard that he took a sword and that God slew his son, that sinners like you and I should be spared? All Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king. They feared the king. Whom do you fear? And what do you fear? Do you fear men? Do you fear poverty? Do you fear misery? Do you fear illness? Do you fear death? Or do you fear the king? All Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king. We see this in God's people. In Acts 9 we read, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." They feared God, not man. And their fear was not a fear that brought them to terror. Their fear was a reverence and a trust and a belief in a God who was all powerful, who ruled over all, who was righteous and holy, and who was their Saviour. In Revelation 15, we read these words, "And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvellous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvellous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Solomon was but a picture in his wisdom and his judgment and his reign of this king of whom we read in John's revelation of Jesus Christ. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvellous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. There is none holy but God. There is none like him in all the earth. There is no God who reigns as this God. There are none other. All the gods of men, all the idols of men, all the strength and the pride of man himself at his greatest height is but nothing. They are all nothing. And all nations in the end will be brought before this God to behold his glory. Whom do you fear? Whom do you fear? Do you fear men? Do you fear the ridicule of men with regard to Christ and his gospel? Do you fear the troubles that might come upon you in this world? Or do you fear the God that rules over all? The God that saves. The God that delivers. The God that judges righteous judgment. The only God that can deliver you from all your enemies. The God that can take your sin, your rebellion, your unbelief, and blot it all out, and wash you clean, and make it to be as though you've never sinned before him. Thy sins and thine iniquities I will remember no more, he said. No more. Those who are his, he has taken their sins and laid them upon his Son, and he's poured down righteous judgment upon him. And his Son's blood was shed. And that blood washes away every sin, all our blindness, all our unbelief, all our doubts, all our fears. It blots it all out. And it brings us to hear his voice. Brings us to hear of the judgment of the king which he had judged. Brings us to fear him and no man. And brings us to see the wisdom of God which was in him to do judgment. Oh, how often does Solomon speak of wisdom and of the fear of the Lord. In Proverbs, so many times he speaks of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. All Israel feared the king. And in fearing the king, they were granted wisdom. Wisdom from on high, wisdom from God, to see that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. The king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two and give half to the one and half to the other. Is not this what the king does with every child of God? He brings a sword and he brings it to bear upon them, dividing them asunder, having brought them to hear his gospel, having brought them to see the king upon the cross, having brought them to see the judgment that the king has wrought, having brought them to behold the Son of God slain in their place, having opened their eyes to believe upon him, having quickened them from the dead, given them life, breathes by his spirit life into their souls such that they live as a spirit before God. Then does he not bring his sword into them, into their soul, to divide their flesh from the spirit, to divide that which is dead and cannot be improved, cannot be cleansed, cannot be made righteous, to divide all that they were, their old man, from that new man of grace, that spirit that they are made to be in Jesus Christ. He brings his sword, he brings his word, he brings his gospel and the wisdom of his gospel to bear upon them. And how wise they see him to be. How the flesh, that dead child, is given back to its mother. And how the spirit, the living, is brought to its mother, the church of God, Christ himself being the head. How this spirit, this living child, is brought to him. Then spake the woman, whose the living child was, unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son, and she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. When this king, when the Lord God, offered up his son upon Calvary's cross and brought life unto his people, he brought forth living child, a living child where there was nothing but death. And he took that living child and he said, give it to her, give it to his mother, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And every child of God brought this way, brought to life by Christ dying in their place, brought to life by that blood washing them clean, brought to life by the Spirit of God quickening them from the dead. Every living child of God is brought to its mother, brought into the church forevermore, brought into the one Israel of God, brought to their Saviour, the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, to live and reign with him forever. All Israel heard of the judgment which the King had judged. Have you been brought this way? Has God brought you to this King? Has he shown you his judgment? Was the Son offered in your place? Have you seen that the wisdom of God is in him to do judgment? Do you see his wisdom in your life now? O believer, in the troubles and the trials and the circumstances through which you're brought, do you see your King on high reigning and ruling? Do you see his wisdom in the journey? Do you see his wisdom in keeping you from this thing and that thing and leading you through this? Do you see his wisdom in the trials you're brought to suffer? How he's delivering you from that son that died, that son that was crucified with Christ upon the cross. How he's slain the flesh. How the old man was crucified with Christ. How he's dead. That he's showing you day by day that flesh is dead. There's no good thing that dwelleth in it. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Do you see his wisdom in bringing you out from any trust in your flesh? Any looking unto that child of the bondwoman? Any looking unto the law or your own self-righteousness? Any turning back? Do you see how he keeps your gaze upon the King and upon his judgment and his wisdom? We have nothing to fear if we are Christ's. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. All Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Amen.